Culture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. Last week, we talked about faith and testimony. First, some people brought a man to Jesus. The man was deaf and could not talk well. The people wanted the Savior to heal him. Jesus led the man away from the others. He put his fingers in the man's ears. He touched the man's tongue and blessed him. Now the man could hear and talk. The people could understand him. Jesus asked the people not to tell anyone what had happened, but they told everyone. After teaching them the power of faith, Jesus taught his disciples about testimony by asking them who the people thought he was. The disciples answered that some people thought Jesus was John the Baptist. Others thought he was an Old Testament prophet who came back from the dead. Jesus asked his disciples who they thought he was. Peter said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus explained that Peter's testimony had not come from the learning of men. His testimony had come by revelation from God. Jesus promised Peter that he would give him the priesthood and the authority to lead his church. Then Peter and the disciples would have the authority to set up Jesus' church on earth. Jesus told his disciples not to tell anyone yet that he was Christ. First, he needed to suffer, be killed, and rise from the dead on the third day. Last week, we talked about Peter's testimony of Jesus. Today, we are going to read and talk more about the mission of the Savior and the testimony of other ancient prophets who came to see Jesus and his apostles. Please turn to chapter 33, Appearing in Glory, the Transfiguration, on page 78, and read along with us.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the top of a high mountain to pray.
As Jesus prayed, the glory of God came upon him. His face was bright like the sun. Two Old Testament prophets named Moses and Elias appeared to him. They talked about his coming, death, and resurrection.
While Jesus was praying, the apostles fell asleep.
When they awoke, they saw the glory of Jesus Christ, Moses, and Elias. They heard Heavenly Father's voice testify, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him."
The apostles were afraid and fell to the ground. Jesus touched them and told them not to fear when they looked up, the heavenly messengers were gone.
Jesus told the disciples not to tell anyone what they had seen until after he had died and been resurrected.
Why did Jesus take Peter, James, and John to the top of the mountain?
To pray.
Why do you think he might have wanted to go there to pray?
Because it was quiet and no one was there.
Wonderful. Sometimes it is good to find a place that is peaceful where no one else is around so that we can hear the voice of the Spirit while we think and pray. Where are some places that you can go when you want to be alone to pray?
I could go to my room or closet if I wanted to be alone to pray.
What happened to Jesus as he began to pray?
The glory of God came upon him, and his face was as bright as the sun.
Who appeared to Jesus?
Moses and Elias.
And who were Moses and Elias?
Two Old Testament prophets.
What did the Old Testament prophets Moses and Elias talk with Jesus about?
His death and resurrection.
When the apostles awoke and saw Jesus, Moses, and Elias in glory, whose voice did they hear?
Heavenly Father's.
What did Heavenly Father say?
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
What do you think he meant when he said that he was well pleased with Jesus?
That he was happy with Jesus.
How could the Father tell the world of love and tenderness? He sent his Son, a newborn babe, with peace and holiness. How could the Father show
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the Savior's transfiguration. We learned that Heavenly Father was well pleased with the Savior. During this next story, we will learn what we must do so that Heavenly Father will be pleased with us as well. Turn with us to Chapter 34, The Boy with an Evil Spirit, on page 80, as we read about an important way that we can show our faith.
One day, a man asked the Savior to help his son. The boy had an evil spirit in him. The disciples had already tried to heal his son, but they could not.
Jesus had the man bring his son to him. When the boy came, the evil spirit made him fall to the ground.
The Savior asked how long the evil spirit had been in the boy. The father said it had been in him since he was a child.
Jesus said that he could heal the son if the father had faith. The father began to cry. He said that he had faith, but he asked Jesus to help him have even more faith.
Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out of the boy and never go into him again. The evil spirit was angry. It hurt the boy again. Then it obeyed Jesus and left.
The boy was so quiet that many people said he was dead. But Jesus took his hand and helped him stand up. The boy was healed. The evil spirit was gone.
Later, the disciples asked Jesus why they had not been able to make the evil spirit leave the boy. Jesus told them that sometimes they needed to fast and pray in order for a person to be healed.
Why did the father in this story come to Jesus for help?
He wanted his son to be healed, and he knew Jesus had the power to do it.
Exactly. How long had the boy suffered with the evil spirit?
since he was a kid.
What did Jesus say the father needed to do so his son could be healed?
He needed to have faith.
The father felt that he did have faith, but he also knew that it wasn't enough. What special blessing did he ask Jesus for so that his son could be healed?
He needed faith.
Exactly. Why is it important to have faith when we are asking for a blessing?
So we will receive what we're asking for.
Can anyone think of a time in your life when you had faith and Heavenly Father blessed you?
When I was at Disneyland with my grandma, my sister and my cousin and me got lost from my grandma. We went into a corner where no one could see us and prayed. In minutes, we found my grandma.
I got blessed so that I could go to the temple and get sealed with my family.
Oh, I love it. After the father in this story showed his faith, what did Jesus do to the evil spirits?
Jesus cast out the evil spirits.
Many people thought that the boy was dead after Jesus cast out the spirits. Was he dead?
No.
What had the Savior done for him?
He cast out the evil spirit.
After the boy had been healed, what did the disciples ask Jesus?
They asked why they hadn't been able to heal the boy.
What did Jesus say that they should have done to be able to heal the boy?
He wanted him to pray and fast.
Believing is important, but sometimes we must show faith with our actions. Jesus told his disciples that we must fast and pray. What are some other things that we can do as well to show our faith?
We can read the scriptures to hear his voice and serve others.
As we learned in the first story, it is important to listen to the testimonies of the prophets as well as our leaders and parents. But as the Savior taught us in the second story that we read, we must show our faith through our righteous actions. Just as Jesus did when he lived here on earth, we need to take every opportunity to show our Heavenly Father that we love him and are grateful for the wonderful plan of salvation. Throughout this next week, think of some different ways that you can show your faith in Christ. It could be by kneeling down and saying an extra prayer sometime during the day, or reading your scriptures for a few extra minutes. Maybe you can think of one nice thing to do for someone else, and then do it. Be creative, children, and I promise that as you do more to show your faith, you will feel the warmth of our Heavenly Father's love more and more in your heart. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 35, The Good Samaritan, and the first part of chapter 36, Jesus Tells Three Parables.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
If you would like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you would like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.